Warning, the podcast you're about to listen to may contain explicit language and immoral material. Please listen at your own risk.
Salutations, my insaniacs. Welcome to another episode of the Staying Insane Podcast, a side hustle of the Mixed Media Forest podcast. I'm Jason Lampro. This is my personal rants and ramblings about the ever-evolving world we live in and how we can remain a source of sanity and positivity within it. This is my podcast therapy of sorts, and man, I've had a rough go of it lately. Things have been hard. Life's been beating me down. The body's still going. A little beat up. A little older. The joints are a little creakier. You know, don't bend and flex quite as much as I used to, but that's still holding in there. Just work. Taking care of two kids. Over 40. It's rough. So, since I don't do anything else like meditation or exercise or any of that, and I've already had a goodie for today, I figured I'd do the other thing that gives me a little serotonin bump and record a podcast and do some podcast therapy. So, the way this podcast works is, first, I'm going to give you 3 minutes of rage. Things that irritate me, things that piss me off, things that I cannot stand. And then, because I've brought you down to my level and I got you all steamed, then I'm going to give you 3 minutes of love. Things that without those in the world, I would die. And we'll lift you back up. We'll maybe talk a little bit at the end. And I'll send you on your way with some good positive feelings. So, without any further ado, let's get into the rage. I'm going to set a timer for 3 minutes. All right, here we go. Got my inner five-figure death punch just getting started. All right, starting up the countdown right now. All right, 3 minutes of rage. What's been really making me mad right now? Driving right now sucks so much. The police in Portland are busy with everything else that they're fucking doing right now, and they are no longer pulling people over. Everybody gets to drive like a fucking asshole now, and I hate it. I'm the only person that pays attention on the road anymore. Everybody wants to go too fast. They want to cut me off. They want to drive all around like a bunch of fucking morons. Half of them probably don't even have insurance. Why am I paying for full coverage when no one else has fucking insurance but me? That stuff makes me really mad. All right, what else? What else makes me really mad right now? My daughter has two rare genetic syndromes. She's very special needs. She's super manic, hard to control. She curses like a sailor. There's not a whole lot we can do about it. She bites herself. She hits and kicks and screams. And I feel like she's going to get us kicked out of our apartment one of these times. And the cops keep getting called on us. They have been called 4 times in the last couple of months. And every time they have to show up, come in the house, check everything out, see that our kids are spoiled as hell and that we're not beating them. But I have a daughter that screams. I can't help it. I wish that I could have a house. I can't afford it. But she screams, and that shit pisses me off. Can't people just ignore shit? I don't call the cops. I probably wouldn't call the cops if they were fucking shooting guns next door to my house. As long as a bullet doesn't come through my fucking wall, I don't care. I don't call the police for that bullshit. And I wish that everybody else would mind their own fucking business and not do it on me, because it's hard enough raising her. I want to fix things, and there's nothing I can do. And that makes me so frustrated. But it's life. I just have to deal. All right. 1 minute left. What's got me mad? Boy, that's a good one right there. My hairline. I'm slowly watching my hairline fade away. It's getting thinner and thinner in the front. It's cutting back just a little bit more every year. Ugh, so depressing. Ugh, that's irritating. What else? Making me irritated. That's kind of a low-grade one. Here's another low-grade one. Having a 5 and an 8-year-old and never being able to get laid. No fucking privacy. They're always in our business. I will walk into the other room with Jamie, and there are two heads poking in the fucking door. What are you doing? Hey, what are you up to? Hey, you guys, you wouldn't want to be doing something private ever, right? Nope, fuck no. Sucks. Ugh. All right, I got 5 seconds left, so I can't think of anything else besides... whatever. Let's get on to the positivity. I am always surprised at how fast 3 minutes goes by on that. It races. You think that you won't have enough stuff to say, but then when you start just blurting it out, it flows. And then when you get to the end of the time, it's almost like, all right, let's just cut it off right there. Cut off the rage pump and save it for next time. I'm sure there'll be plenty left in there. Lots in the tank. When you're beaten down by life like I am, lots of rage in the tank. But on top of that rage, I like to keep my positivity because it could be worse, honestly. It could be worse. I have a home. I have a family. I have a wife that supports me. I got a couple of mostly sweet children. So, you know, I'm not doing bad. I can't complain. I can just complain about a couple of things. And I mostly try to stay more on the positive side of life. So, let's put down 3 minutes for this one. And we'll do us 3 minutes of positivity to lift your spirits after that dour rant about the lawlessness of drivers and the hopelessness of maladies that I can't fix. On to the love. All right. Deep breath. Let go of the negative. Are you ready to get squishy? I'm ready to get squishy. Let's do this. 3 minutes on the clock. Positivity. Let's go. Let's go. All right. I'd like to send a big positive, much love shout out to all of the podcasters that still shout me out, still get a hold of me, even though I'm barely putting out podcasts. I'm glad that you guys all think about me. It means a lot. There's quite a few of them. Jody B, Delvin, my buddy Robbie Robertson from the Out of the Plank podcast. Guy's a beast. I call him Boy Rogan. He put out his 1,000th episode of the podcast. He's had me on like 5 times now. Then he made a film, also featured me, which is so sweet. I mean, this guy truly cares. He reaches out all the time. And I got so much love for him. So I wanted to give him a big shout out right off the top. Also, my brother-in-law, Sam, he gets a hold of me a lot. We talk about books and music and whatever else is cool. And I got a homie, Matt, now that's been talking to me a lot. We like to talk about books too because I'm a big book nerd. I love books. See? Positivity right there. I love books. I'd like to thank books for always helping me get through. I found this app called Hoopla, and I've been reading with a library card. You can read as many graphic novels as you want. And oh man, it made me nerd out. There are so many awesome ones. Neil Gaiman and Joe Hill and all kinds of just great, great authors. And I've been reading a bunch of cool graphic novels. I just started on the Walking Dead series and I'm loving that already. That's been super cool. I just hit episode 900 on One Piece. It's my favorite anime of all time right now. So good. It's super. They just released like 1,004. So I got 100 episodes left to catch up. And it's just amazing. One of my favorites. I got to shout out my kids. They sometimes can be really, really sweet. And when they do, it warms my heart. And I want to shout out my wife, who has always got my back. Man, it's tough for her. I have to go to work. She has to stay home. She has to deal with the kids. And between the two of them fighting with each other, fussing, my daughter's disabilities, man, she has such a job. And this is all after she just got into an accident about 5 months ago. And she's still got a lot of problems from her whiplash and stuff. And she still has to troop it out and take care of my kids like a champ. She's the best. Jamie, you're the best. You're the bee's knees. I love you so, so, so much. And I am so grateful every day that you're in my life. And that was my time. So squishy. Oh, don't you feel better now? I do. Thanks, everybody, for letting me do my podcast therapy. Get a couple of things out of my system. I'm feeling pretty good. I hope you guys are too. Once again, I want to thank you all for joining me on my roller coaster ride that is life. And just lending me your ears for a couple of minutes. You're the best. I love you all. Say it back, or it's weird. If you should happen to want to find me, you can find me on Instagram at Jason Lampro Podcasts. Or you could find me on Twitter at Media Forest Cast, or at my personal Twitter at Jason Lampro. Big shout out to my boy Robbie Robertson. You can find Out of the Blank Podcast on all podcast players. Or you can also check out his YouTube. All of his podcasts are also on YouTube. Videos. 1,000 podcasts. Can you believe that? That's crazy, right? That's how I feel. He's a beast. And lastly, because wanting to get paid for my podcast has still not broken my spirit, if anyone wants to throw some ducats my way, it would totally help. Anything would help. So, links are in the description. Hit me up. Cha-ching! So, until next time, my loyal insaniacs, stay insane. Much love.